Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, November 2nd, 2017. Yesterday at 9:15 a.m., 56-year-old Joseph S. went before the district court for a second time for killing a widower, dismembering his body, and hiding the corpse for 10 years in a Prenzlauer Berg freezer. As reported last month on Berlin Briefing, the first start of the court process failed 2 weeks ago due to the mishandling in the appointment process of a lay judge. According to the prosecutor Reinhard Albers, the defendant made great efforts to pretend that his elderly victim was still alive, as he visited the apartment regularly, installed a timer on the bedside lamp so the bedroom lights went on and off daily, and collected the victim's pension of 2,000 euros per month for years. The case has caused a nationwide horror and also raised the question of whether older people increasingly grow lonely in big cities. Continue following Berlin Briefing for more details on the case as the trial continues. A new container village with 1,100 spaces for refugees in Tempelhof is empty and cannot be used because no operating company wants to run the institution. At the same time, 200 refugees have to cohabitate in inhumane conditions inside of an airplane hangar right next to it. While not perfect, the new homes give at least a little more privacy. In a Europe-wide tender process, no company could be found. The reason? The container village is planned to be torn down again in 2 years, which does not seem a profitable enough time frame to attract a bidder. Berlin has a law that does not allow permanent construction in Tempelhof. A solution could be that the Red-Red-Green coalition changes the law so that the village could be operated for 3 to 4 years. But this decision would go against the result of a public referendum from 2014, and the politicians say they want to respect that decision. Officially, the last Air Berlin airplane landed at Tegel on Friday, but there might be one more flight. A plane did not get a starting permission in Iceland on October 19th. The local airport company, Isavia, held financial claims against Air Berlin before the insolvency date and held the plane on the ground to get compensated. Now the issues seem to be resolved, but the airplane, which belongs to a leasing company, remains on the ground. It is unclear to where the plane should fly. On Wednesday afternoon, there was an accident between a taxi and a tram at Alexanderplatz, and two people were slightly injured. The tram derailed and Alexanderstrasse had to be closed down so the train could be put back on the tracks, resulting in traffic jams around the area and other trams having to be rerouted. Starting Monday, Berliners in the northeast of the city might get an unwelcome surprise. There will be no S-Bahn traffic between Karow and Pankow on the S2 and between Birkenwerder and Pankow on the S8. Buses will be used instead. The shutdown will affect an estimated 80,000 people per day, and they should plan an additional 20 to 40 minutes for their commute. During construction at Rennbahnstrasse in Weißensee yesterday morning, old ammunition was found. Police closed down the area and took care that the dangerous material, supposedly a grenade, was removed. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.